More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Every year, more than 166,000 kids from across the country dream up new ways to solve everyday problems. These budding inventors from grades K through 12 compete in the Raytheon Technologies Invention Convention program as they try to get a spot in the U.S. national competition. And this year, two young Idaho inventors, Gus and Allison, made it to nationals and they won prizes for their unique inventions. So joining us now are those inventors, Gus and Allison, along with Beth Brubaker, the co-founder and state director of Invent Idaho. Welcome, everyone. Gus, let me start with you because you're from Post Falls and you're in the sixth grade. So how did you first hear about the invention competition?
Yeah, so I originally heard about it when I moved to a new school, North Idaho STEM Charter in Northern Idaho, and they, as a school project, all the students make a project for the school invention convention on a school level. And that's essentially how I got first involved in it in third grade. And I've been doing it ever since.
So since third grade, wow. So Allison, you're in fifth grade, you're in Coeur d'Alene. When did you first get involved in the invention program?
I first got involved when I was in fourth grade. I heard about it when my sister started it when she was in fourth grade, but now she is in seventh grade.
Okay. So, Beth, let me bring you into the competition, into the conversation, not into the competition. Tell us about Invent Idaho. What is it exactly?
Well, Invent Idaho is the premier student invention competition in the Northwest. We were established 34 years ago, and every year we have at least 2,000 students across the state of Idaho participate. We have three regional competitions. And the winners there move on to a state finals at the University of Idaho.
So, Beth, how does Invent Idaho help these students, who are dreaming up these inventions and then wanting to take them all the way to the national competition?
Well, ultimately, our goal is to have the students become problem solvers. They are our country's future. And they learn the problem-solving process in their classrooms, in their homes, and then participate in a regional event culminating at the state finals. It helps those students at each level to make their inventions and their prototypes and their inventor's logbook better and better and better. And then when they end up at the National Invention Convention, our Idaho young inventors really do tend to shine.
So Gus, let's talk about your invention. What is it?
So my invention is essentially a system that you launch into a high Earth orbit and it deploys the, it's a large satellite, and then it deploys these smaller satellites, which use a variety of tools to go around and pick up these pieces of space debris in orbit, bring them back to this large satellite where they're sorted, where the debris is sorted, and then compacted into like a large cylinder of material. And then essentially if it's hazardous material, like expended rocket fuel or some types of plastics that can't really be recycled, they just need to be disposed of, it's sent into the atmosphere, so it burns up. But if it's not hazardous, then it's sent to crash onto the moon so it can be recycled. That way, say you want to build something on the moon, you already have the raw materials there, so you don't have to spend vast amounts of money to actually ship materials to the moon.
Wow, that is impressive. So Allison, your invention is called Apple Iris. What is it?
The Apple Iris is an expanding apple slicer to fit the size of your apples.
That's genius. Where did you come up with this idea?
Well, I like eating apples, but most apples here in Carter Lane, Post Falls restaurant, that area, have nice big apples, and they always get stuck in the little apple slicer.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this is a genius idea, Allison. So Beth, as I listen to Gus and Allison explain their, their inventions, it's really pretty phenomenal because Allison won the Agriculture and Food Industry Award, and then Gus won the Aerospace Award, both of them at the national competition. So I only have about 1 minute left with you. So Beth, can you wrap up by telling us what happens next? Because I understand both Gus and Allison are going on to another competition.
Absolutely. Both Gus and Allison have qualified for the Americas competition. That includes inventors from both the United States and Mexico. So they'll be competing, and the awards are in August. So we'll cross our fingers for those two inventors.
Well, this is so exciting. And really quickly, Beth, if kids want to get involved in this, does it have to go through their school, or how do they find out more information?
Well, Invent Idaho is open to all students in grades 1 through 12 throughout Idaho. They can participate through their school, or they can register as an independent inventor at the website inventidaho.com, and registration opens in September.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank all of you for taking time out of your day and talking with us. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me too.
You are more than welcome.
Thank you for including our young inventors.
Oh, so great to have the young inventors on. We've been talking with inventors, Gus and Allison, as well as Beth Brubaker, the co-founder and state director of Invent Idaho. Gus and Allison will both won awards in the Raytheon Technologies Invention Convention U.S. National Competition. It was powered by the Henry Ford Foundation. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.